This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. I hope everyone out there is going to have a spooktacular Halloween. It is a Saturday, so it normally should be a fabulous day to celebrate Halloween. But of course, we are also going through COVID-19. So do the best you can. Unfortunately, the activities at Seaway Mall are canceled, but we got great free suggestions that you can do at home online. Just check out SeawayMall.com. I'm joined today by Dr. Brianna Lutz. We're going to be talking about St. Francis Herb Farm and adaptogenic herbs today. Dr. Brianna Lutz is a naturopathic doctor and registered herbalist in Edmonton, Alberta, who delivers naturally focused medical treatment with a special interest in women's health and hormones. With an expertise in botanical medicine, she educates on the clinical application of herbs as a medical consultant for St. Francis Herb Farm. Good morning, Dr. Lutz.
Good morning. It's so nice to chat with you.
Yes, welcome to our show. This is the first time you've been on with us, and I'm really excited because I love St. Francis. It's truly a wonderful company. So, Dr. Lutz, can you give us a little bit of the history of St. Francis Herb Farm?
Yeah, absolutely. And even though I'm not a relative of St. Francis, I feel like I'm part of the St. Francis family. So I'm going to say we, that just comes out naturally. Mm-hmm. But we're a second generation family business. And we've been in the herbal business for over 30 years. We started on Vancouver Island, both the founders, Mindy and Jeremy, and then relocated to Cumbermere in the Ottawa Valley, basically because they wanted their own piece of land where they could grow their own herbs, and they couldn't afford the land on Vancouver Island, so relocated to Ontario.
Yeah, I can see that. Although Vancouver is one of the most beautiful places in Canada, it does tend to be a little on the expensive side to live.
especially as herbalists, a little bit out of reach, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So St. Francis, they're a great Canadian story. They started here and they remained here, even though they may have moved from one side of Canada to the other.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And as a true Canadian company, because they're involved in the whole process of the herbal extractions that they're making. So they always say from seed to shelf. So it's all in Canada from seed to shelf.
That's just absolutely amazing. I love to hear that. And what a better time to celebrate Canadian companies when we're trying to embrace the local and embrace what we have available here. So, such a great Canadian story. Yeah. Now, Dr. Lutz, St. Francis, you mentioned they make a lot of tinctures from seed to the final product. So for many of our listeners, we might kind of know what that is, but some of us, we're not quite sure. What exactly is a tincture?
Yeah, so a tincture is an alcohol extraction of a herb. So herbs need some type of a solvent or a material that's going to extract the herbal constituents for our benefit. So if you're making a tea, hot water is the solvent in the tea process. So a tincture, we're using alcohol as a solvent to extract those medicinal constituents.
Okay. And they also make tinctures that for some folks who don't want the alcohol in there or the children's blends, that would be done without the alcohol.
Yeah, so we have glycerin that we add to some of our kids' formulations. So we're still using alcohol as an extraction, but then we're diluting it with the glycerin, so there's less alcohol content.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so very interesting. The more I learn about herbal medicine, the more I find it's just a fabulous way to heal. Now, it's just an excellent method of taking herbs through to tinctures as well. So one of the questions we always get at HealthWise when people are looking at liquids, because, you know, it may be a little bit more confusing to them than taking a capsule, is how are the herbs in a tincture best taken?
So herbs in a tincture are best taken on an empty stomach. You can put the tincture in a little bit of water to make it a little bit easier to take. However, I've been finding, and especially in my practice, that for compliance, that consistency is better than perfection. So ideally, we're getting the most absorption on an empty stomach, but if you're taking it around food, you're going to kind of lessen the ability to absorb and digest it, but you're still getting some of the benefit of the tincture as well. So it doesn't need to be taken under the tongue or anything special. You could literally just drop it in your mouth or put it in a little shot glass with some water and take it that way.
Okay, excellent. And I like that you mentioned that because not all of us are perfect, right? I like that you mentioned that consistency is really what matters because we'll often buy product and forget to take it if we have to be stuck at certain times a day.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes I'm getting people to do it either in the morning or at night, depending on what type of herbs they're ingesting. So I say literally put it on your nightstand or put it by your toothbrush so it's there as a reminder so you have that consistency and build it into your routine.
Okay, excellent, excellent advice. If you're just tuning into our show today, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Brianna Lutz, and we're talking about St. Francis Herb Farm and some of the wonderful Canadian products that they're making. Now, Dr. Lutz, what are the advantages of choosing herbal medicine like what St. Francis is creating?
So one of the benefits is that we have co-evolved with plants. So our body knows how to assimilate and utilize these different plant compounds. Additionally, because plants not only have a chemical or physiological effect within the body, that may take some time for your body to actually, you know, adjust to the medicine and use and assimilate those compounds. But herbs also have a perceptive or an energetic effect. So you can notice an effect almost instantaneously or as you take it, like the warming aspect of a ginger herb, or if you've tried herbal bitters before, you have kind of a full body experience with bitter herbs. So not only are you're experiencing and tasting your medicine, you're also going to have that physiological effect as well.
Okay. Yeah, I like that you mentioned the bitters there. Those St. Francis Canadian bitters are awesome if you're having a little bit of an upset. And yeah. I know one of your advertising features is show us your bitter face.
Absolutely. And the little bitter shudder that comes with it. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. But those things are good for us to taste that, to know that, to feel that. That's really good for our body.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, with all of the capsules and vitamins and things that we're taking, that we've become a little bit disconnected from our medicine. And herbal medicine or plant medicine is a fantastic way to reconnect with our medicine and reconnect with our bodies.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I like that that we have such a huge choice too. St. Francis makes the most beautiful selection of herbal medicine. Now, today we will focus on adaptogens and our immune system. So, Dr. Lutz, we hear that word a little more and more now, even outside of the health food industry, but what is an adaptogen?
Yeah, so an adaptogen is kind of, as the name states, it allows our body to adapt to stress or adapt to the outside world. So I often explain this to my patients that it's creating resilience within the body. So it allows us to always come back to balance. Specifically with adaptogens, they're working on a hormone and a hormonal system called cortisol. And cortisol is one of our main stress hormones or our long-term stress hormones. And it has a daily rhythm throughout the day. So this gives us our energy. When cortisol drops at night, it allows us to fall asleep at night. And cortisol has a ton of aspects within our whole body health.
Okay. Now, this is a funny one because we should have cortisol spiking and dropping at certain times of day, but that doesn't always happen for everyone, does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with different environmental stresses or how our lifestyle, our sleeping patterns, all of these can throw off that natural daily rhythm of cortisol.
Mm-hmm. So then these sort of adaptogen herbs, they're going to help us control or balance that cortisol.
Yes, absolutely. And it will work on a few different mechanisms of cortisol. So maybe it'll help keep our own cortisol around longer. Sometimes it acts as a building block to cortisol, or sometimes it's different signaling pathways in the brain that either tells us to make more or less cortisol, depending on if we have too much or too little.
Okay, excellent. So, Dr. Lutz, what are examples of adaptogens? Not all herbs would be in this category, right?
Correct, yeah. And there's adaptogens grow throughout the world. So each culture, I find, has their own adaptogen. And adaptogens tend to grow in high-stress environments. So super high up in the mountains, so high altitude, or really cold. So in Alberta, where it gets to minus 40, like rhodiola is a herb that really thrives, you know, growing here. Licorice within China, or ashwagandha in India, and then a lot of our panax herbs or ginseng herbs that are also adaptogens as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how you mentioned the climate there. I have a friend out in Alberta, and he's already sending me pictures of the snow you guys have had.
The snow's already fallen, so kids are trick-or-treating in their snowsuits typically.
yeah, for sure. We've done that here in Ontario too, but the funny thing about Ontario is sometimes you're trick-or-treating in your shorts, sometimes you're trick-or-treating in your snowsuit.
Yeah, it's totally unpredictable.
Always interesting. Now, Dr. Lutz, is it better to choose adaptogens that come from your location? So if rhodiola grows in Canada, well, is it good for me to have that in my lineup of adaptogens because I am here in Canada?
Not necessarily. Okay. I have, like, in terms of different adaptogens, they have secondary applications, or they have different energetics to them that may make a particular adaptogen more suitable to someone. For example, like licorice keeps cortisol around longer. So somebody is really depleted or has really, really low cortisol, that could be a good herb for them. Or lorithrol, which we'll probably talk about or touch on a little bit later. I use that a lot with athletes because it helps with oxygen and with their endurance capabilities. So there's lots of different factors. So it's not necessarily the herb that grows closest to you, but kind of picking a particular adaptogen or an adaptogenic blend.
Okay, excellent. So now let's, before we get into some of those blends, because we're going to talk about a couple of my favorite products, what is the connection between the adaptogen and the immune system?
Yeah, that's a great question. So all adaptogens to some degree will have an effect on the immune system, mostly indirectly because it works on cortisol. And we can talk a bit about how cortisol or stress affects the immune system. But we do have a particular branch of adaptogens called immune adaptogens. And they have a particular affinity for supporting and also balancing the immune system.
Okay. And what are examples of those types of adaptogens?
So that would be something like astragalus, lorithrol, reishi. All of those fall into those immune adaptogen category. There's other herbs like immunostimulants, which we don't necessarily want as a tonic or an adaptogen, but these are immune adaptogens or immunomodulating herbs.
Okay. Now, what about the effect on stress on the immune system? How does that baby work?
So cortisol, or like when people have a lot of stress or maybe their cortisol is very high, it actually suppresses the immune system. I sometimes explain this to my patients like using a steroid cream, which is similar to cortisol, and that suppresses that local immune reaction or local inflammation. So long-term stress or high cortisol or high sustained cortisol will actually dampen your immune system and inhibit its ability to act.
Okay. So we don't want that. And unfortunately, I think we're in the most stressful times that we've ever been in.
Absolutely. And for me, when I'm, you know, I'm talking to patients or I'm having conversations about stress, we can't necessarily take those stressors away, right?
Okay,
so
yep.
Utilizing tools where we can create more resilience within our body and allow our body to adapt to the stress, that's a really good strategy.
Okay, excellent. And if you're just tuning in, welcome. This is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open every Monday to Sunday for your healthy shopping needs. We're still offering curbside pickup and delivery. If you need details for that, you can contact us at HealthWise. And on our show today, we're talking about St. Francis Herb Farm with Dr. Brianna Lutz. We've been talking about the effects of adaptogenic herbs and stress on our immune system. Now, Dr. Lutz, one of the things that I have embraced for years, and this is how I got to know St. Francis Herb Farm, was a product called Deep Immune. It is a favorite immune tonic of our family. What adaptogens will we find in this? And will this help us with sort of keeping our immune system from becoming depressed?
Yes. So there are several different immune adaptogens or immunomodulators within this formulation. So herbs such as astragalus, codeinopsis, reishi, and licorice, and those are just a few of the herbs within the formulation. And with the licorice ingredient, we also have a deep immune licorice free if someone can't take licorice within a tincture, sometimes with high blood pressure or if they're on certain medications, we have a formula for them as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice new one that we've seen come out. That was one of the questions I would get from one of my senior patients. Can I take that? So I'm glad you came up with a second version. Astragalus I'm familiar with, but let's tell our listeners a little bit because I love this herb. This is fabulous. What is astragalus?
Astragalus is a root, and we're sourcing it from actually a German farm in China. And as I mentioned previously, we are involved in the process from what we call seed to shelf, but there are some herbs that don't grow well in Canada. So we're sustainably sourcing from these sources that we've had for, you know, 30 years since the company started. But astragalus is an immune adaptogen and immunomodulator as well. So it's going to help support and rebuild the immune system as well as balance the immune system. So not only an underactive immune system where people are getting, you know, colds and flus or chronic ear infections, but also an overactive immune system. So allergies or eczema can be useful in as well.
Okay, that's really interesting. So underactive or overactive, that's what you mean by this word. It's adapting. It's adapting us.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And again, there's none of that. Some of our folks with an overactive immune are told to stay away from certain herbs. So none of that will be found in this product.
It depends on the degree of overreactivity. So autoimmune conditions, certain herbs or certain immunomodulators might be contraindicated in their care, but it depends on, you know, the autoimmune condition, if they're on medication, or where they are in different stages of their immune, whether it's relapsing or remitting stage of their condition. So that's when they'd need to confer with a medical provider to see if it's the right herb for them.
Yeah, when you've got some serious conditions and serious issues going on, we think of things as harmless, but for some people they may cause harm. So choosing a naturopathic doctor like yourself can really help take the risk or the questions out when you're trying to find what's right for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, good. I know you're a little far away for some of our listeners, but we've got some great ones around here. If you need any advice on picking a naturopath, just give me an email. You can contact me, julie@healthwiseonline.com. So now, Dr. Lutz, you also make one of these formulations for children as well. This Deep Immune is available for our kids, correct?
We do. And so it's more of a simplified formula, but still has the same benefits and effects as the Deep Immune original. So the primary ingredients in our kids' formulation are astragalus and codeinopsis. And these two herbs have been paired traditionally in Chinese medicine for centuries. Mm-hmm. And then we add glycerin to this herb as well, so it gives it slight sweetness. And as I mentioned previously, we're not using glycerin as the solvent. We're still using alcohol as a solvent, but then it's being adjusted with the glycerin within the formula. And this one also contains colostrum. On the label, it says sweet whey, but there's no whey actually within the product. It's colostrum that's going to help build these different immune complexes to create a more robust and resilient immune system.
Because that's as if we're aware, some of us, a lot of our mothers out there, we know that's what gives our baby immunity when we're nursing them, correct?
Absolutely. And when we talk about Deep Immune and we talk about how it affects the immune system, it's our innate immune system, or basically the immune system that we're born with or that's set up at birth. And so being breastfed actually helps to rebuild, to build this innate immune system, or sometimes what we call our deep immune system. So it's a very appropriately named product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting. Now, this isn't a new product, is it? Deep Immune has been with us for a while.
It has been, and I believe it was one of our flagship products. So it's been around, I'd say 30 years, probably as long as the company has been around. Mm-hmm. And this was formulated with the help of Dr. Anthony Godfrey, who was a naturopathic doctor as well, and friends of Monique and Jeremy, the founders of the company. And yeah, so he helped create this formula. And I always call it like the darling of St. Francis.
Yeah, it's the first one I became familiar with. And I tell you, I've been in health food industry for about 30 years. I feel like I've been using Deep Immune for about 30 years. So.
Yeah, fantastic product.
Yeah, great, great product. Now, I wish we could talk about all of them, but we really would never have time to cover everything in one show that St. Francis makes, because they make such a beautiful variety of tinctures. But they also make one of my favorite products in the world, and it's called Stressed. Mm-hmm. Now, this is another what we would consider an adaptogenic product, right?
It is, yeah. So Stressed is our adaptogenic formula. So it has multiple adaptogens within the formulation. So holy basil, lurethrow as adaptogens. But it also has nervine herbs or nervine tonics. So they're herbs that support the nervous system. So when we're talking about stress and we're only focusing on cortisol, we're only focusing on stress hormones, but we're neglecting the nervous system, we're kind of missing half the picture. So this is a really comprehensive formula that we're focusing on stress and cortisol, but also focusing on supporting the nervous system, on the nervous system as well.
Okay. Yeah, this is a beautiful formula. I've had customers who, you know, they've come in before, you know, I've tried a million different things. There's nothing in there that'll help. And I'll recommend Stressed, and they'll come back within, I am telling you, a couple days and say, wow, that works better than most herbs. Is it this comprehensive formula that they've put together you find helping?
Yes, and also that they're very supportive and nourishing herbs. There's a lot of adaptogenic formulas on the market that are, I find very, very stimulating. And it's kind of like pushing your body to do more when it doesn't have the capability to do it. So stress is about, you know, supporting your cortisol, nourishing your cortisol, so your people are feeling better and they're having more energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, this particular format of adaptogenic herbs, because stress depresses our immune system, when we get sort of this little combination going on, we can feel less stress, but our immune system is going to be a little happier too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, this is pretty stressful time for a lot of people around the world with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
So are adaptogens only for winter, this cold and flu season, or are we going to use these to help support our body all year round?
Adaptogens are meant to be taken long-term. They're meant to be taken year-round. So whether somebody was using the stress formulation and having that indirect effect on their immune system, or they were using Deep Immune long-term as well, because it can help within the cold and flu season. If somebody's suffering with seasonal allergies, we're also balancing their immune system as preparation for that season as well. Adaptogens are meant to be taken long-term, as opposed to other immune herbs, particularly like immune stimulants and different antimicrobial or different antibacterial herbs, which are only meant to be taken short-term if you do get sick.
Okay. Dr. Lutz, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been so full of information on this wonderful Canadian company and these great products to help our body adapt and deal with stress and protect our immune system. So thank you for joining me today.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
If people want to learn more about St. Francis and look up some of the other wonderful products that they have, where can we look online? What website would you have out there? You also have some great information on the formulas when you're trying to choose one.
Yeah, so we just updated our website, so you can head on over to stfrancisherbfarm.com. You can search by the different categories of herbs, you can search by name, and they have great information on not only the ingredients or the formulations, but what some of the herbs are doing. We also have a blog component as well, so if you're interested in learning about the formulas in context of the immune system or other things you can do to support your immune system, it's a great resource.
Okay. And you can also contact me, julie@healthwiseonline.com, if you have any questions. We've got a great selection of St. Francis products at HealthWise. You can browse in-store, or as I mentioned, we're still offering curbside pickup and delivery. You can also order online through our portal. I'd like to thank Dr. Lutz for joining me today, and a happy Halloween out there to all of our listeners. Have a healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444, or healthwiseonline.com.